Search for greatness. Search
it. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They're taking action in Florida. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This could have been your kid.
More vigils for the 17 students and adults murdered at a school.
Children are dying. When does it stop? It stops right now.
And today, busloads of students from that high school in Parkland, Florida, shot up last week, will go to the state capitol in Tallahassee to demand stricter gun laws.
And there are signs that students and parents are being heard in Florida. State lawmakers reportedly considering raising the age for buying an assault rifle to 21, imposing a three-day waiting period, and closing background screening loopholes.
Fox's Kelly Wright. We could find out today if the Supreme Court will take up DACA, which is still in limbo. The program was supposed to end March 5th under a presidential order.
After a district judge based in San Francisco blocked the Trump administration from ending deportation protections for immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children, the Justice Department appealed straight to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Mitt Romney tried to go to the White House, but failed on that run. Now he's trying to go to the U.S. Senate, and he's getting backing from someone who he was very critical of back in 2016. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Giving a boost to his campaign for an open Senate seat in Utah, President Trump has endorsed former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney, tweeting he will make a great senator and worthy successor to Orrin Hatch, and has my full support and endorsement. Romney tweeted in response, "Thank you, Mr. President, for the support. I hope that over the course of the campaign, I also earn the support and endorsement of the people of Utah. The president in the past has called Romney a choke artist. Romney has called the president a phony who is unfit for office." Dave?
John, at the Olympics, the U.S. men's hockey team beat Slovakia 5-1 to advance to the quarterfinal matchup tonight against the Czech Republic. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
There is a fundraising drive online for a student who survived the Florida school shooting spree. Anthony Borges is called a hero for taking the initiative trying to close and lock a classroom door. The 15-year-old was shot 5 times in the process, in both legs and the back. A GoFundMe page has already raised nearly $400,000. There is a petition drive for a special honor for one of the 17 students murdered.
15-year-old Peter Wang, a member of the school's junior ROTC who had dreams of going to West Point, stayed behind and held a door open so that his classmates could escape the gunfire. He was shot and killed in the process. The petition asks the government to authorize burying the young hero in a flag-draped coffin. Tens of thousands of signatures so far. Once they reach 100,000, it will be considered by the White House. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
He's only been in office for 13 months, but President Trump has been ranked by political scientists the worst U.S. president ever.
That's the result of the 2018 Presidents and Executive Politics Presidential Greatness Survey. The American Political Science Association says it asked its experts to rank all the presidents on a scale of 0 to 100. President Trump earned an average score of 12. In first place, Abraham Lincoln with a 95. And when it comes to other recent presidents, Barack Obama was number 8. Republican favorite Ronald Reagan came in number 9. Bill Clinton ranked 13th. George H.W. Bush was 17th. And George W. Bush came in at number 30. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A new tweet from President Trump, again, on the Russian meddling, saying that this whole thing with the Russians is becoming an excuse, the narrative of the Democrats for losing the election. His tweet just out a few minutes ago. On Wall Street, stock futures down nearly 200 for the Dow. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hey, good Tuesday morning. February 28 days till March. ESPN 93.5 weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com.
And actually, we're thinking of Ron Bailey later today, right?
We're going to give people a chance here. I'll tell you about it in a moment. Weather's warm.
Yes, it is. A high of 67 today. Last year, the high was 71. That's the record we could go after. Kind of unusual for February 20th to be so mild. Down to 31 this evening. So, you know, things will be changing up as we have this heavy rain and fog and mist this morning. A flash flood watch is in effect until 6 a.m. tomorrow. Wednesday, we have an 80% chance of rain or snow with the temperatures between 37 and 30. 45 the high on Thursday with a 30% chance of sleet and then some clouds. 61 now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, if we have any snow, it'll be gone Thursday. So this is just going to be nice weather, but it feels a little spring-like for this February 20.
Sure does.
Glad you're listening. The Blossom Basket Florist. Once a month, we get with Ron Bailey, and we send a bouquet of flowers to somebody special. And you don't have to be listening necessarily at 8:30 when we're going to call Ron, but I do want you to be available for a phone call. So if you want to nominate somebody special in your life that you're thinking about, somebody that would probably really appreciate right now for whatever reason, a bunch of flowers being sent to them on your behalf. It always feels great to reach out and touch somebody and help somebody else, and you can do that by texting in 359-2255. You can go to our text line and text in 359-2255. Who would you like to send a bouquet of flowers from the Blossom Basket Florist absolutely free? There's somebody on your heart this morning that may be doing something that they need help with or need a little support or encouragement. You're welcome. And we'll call Ron at 8:30. We'll call you as well. And we'll get her done, get your story, 359-2255. That's something we're going to be doing for the next 90 minutes. And you get a chance, text it in and give us a line or two as to why. And, of course, give Diane the opportunity to pick.
Oh, good.
Because they're so hard. They're always so wonderful. All right, it is Tuesday, and I've been thinking a lot about the Parkland, Florida shooting at the high school. And, you know, everybody's saying, well, everybody mostly on the left saying, if you would only this, if you would only blood on your hand, you know, what do you want to do with guns? I mean, from 1999 to 2013, there were 49 school shootings. Four involved an AR-15 or an AK-47, just four. 45 incidents had semi-automatics, Glock handguns, rifles, other things. So, you know, you want to start background checks and who can get guns. That's fine. It makes sense.
Sure.
For those institutionalized and mental hospitals, psychiatric wards, at least have them come out and have to wait a while. How about banning what? Rifles? What do you want to ban? The biggest school killing in our history was 1927 with a bomb. There is no answer here that's easy and quick. I'm sorry. You can say, okay, we're going to ban all semi-automatics. Okay, they'll take handguns in there. And then what, ban handguns? If there was a law we could pass that would stop this, I'm in. Tell me what it is. I have no idea. I do not have an answer for you, except this is when it comes, you know, you're talking about, okay, how do we protect the students? I mean, go to a sporting event. You got a whole bunch of people protecting us there.
Yeah.
We don't have the resources. Well, what's your priority? If you're worried about this kind of random thing, God forbid it never happens in any of our lives, any way affected anywhere. But obviously the incidents are seemingly higher, and they are.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be the Mattoon kid being tackled by a teacher after, what, shooting at somebody or hitting person. Another thing is you can profile this pretty easily. You're looking for a white kid about 15.
there are an inordinate amount of kids 14, 15, 16 doing this. And they're, 92 white, 16 black. So let's look for a white 15-year-old that's disenfranchised, depressed, loves guns and video games.
Huh.
And then I started thinking, okay, how far do we want to go with this? You're saying, you know, we got to get into the Second Amendment. Okay, I think you have a discussion. That's fair to have a discussion with it. There's no absolute. Those that say there is wrong. They're wrong. You know, it may be a start of a discussion. Fine. What about the First Amendment? Why are we releasing this crap on video and movies? Some of the movies, I mean, we're talking about stuff that we go out to the theaters to see you shouldn't be seeing.
Right. We just kind of get desensitized after seeing all that.
And the video games are, based on a study, really improving aim for these 15-year-old white kids. They're terrific at shooting. And with the advent of virtual reality now, it's really going to be good training. I'm just at a loss for any solutions to this except kind of a compilation. And then if it's a 15-year-old, if your 15-year-old spray-painted the neighbor's car, who'd pay for it?
Your parents.
Yeah. Do you ever hear parents being arrested? Where are they getting the gun? You're not buying a gun at 15. Where are they getting the gun? Not home. Who's responsible there? If a parent has a gun, they ought to treat it like nitroglycerin, because it is. Where's the responsibility of mom and dad? Are we just saying, well, these are trouble? Well, who's in charge of that? In my opinion, this is my opinion, might be controversial. When you have children, your new priority is to make sure your kids turn out all right. It's not about you anymore. You got to have your time. I get all that. You got to do your stuff. But the priority in your life ought to be, can my kids live as well or maybe a little better than I did? Can my kids do better? Can they get better? Can they be better than me? That's where the priority. And we are falling all over the place. We have so many parents that shouldn't be parents. They're just not equipped. They're drug addicts. They're alcoholics. They shouldn't have had kids. They didn't mean to have kids. They're bad. They're not interested. They don't want to be there. They got to be me. They got to be free. What's that? That's where this all starts there. I mean, you're going to have troubled kids and good parents, and it just sometimes doesn't work out. There's issues for whatever reason. But for the most part, parents are not doing enough to fix all this.
Well, and the discipline and the consequences that we need to teach our children. I'm hearing all that chatter on social media of, are we teaching our kids and disciplining them, well, as the Bible has instructed us to?
Maybe we ought to start by being there. Maybe we ought to start by being in their life.
Yeah.
And this is going to hit the white-collar guys. Maybe you ought to start by not having as many meetings. Ooh, that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to know you need more time with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it because you can, and it's a little easier than parenting.
And not rely so much on the teachers or the park district coach of being the mentor in your kid's life.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of problems. We have a cultural rot going on, and it's kind of where the country is right now, and it's not good. And it's the advent of social media, the advent of bad video, bad movies, bad influences, bad, bad, bad. And if you let it happen, guess what? We kind of evolved to where we are. A desensitized country that doesn't think much of blood and gore. I'm guilty of it, too. I've seen stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of how this has evolved. And then with lack of parenting guidance and how many people need mentors, we're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any thoughts on all of that, you're sure welcome to call in. Always looking for the simple button, 359-2255.
What about the military? Stepping up more recruit some of these white kids that do the video games that you're talking about.
Funny you would mention military. 17 to 24 years old, age 17 to 24, 75% are not recruitable.
What's that mean?
The Army can't take them. Overweight, health problems, criminal records, no education. 75% new stat yesterday.
Wow.
How's that going to do for our military? These are a lot of these kids need that. But the military needs people that can fight and can serve. They can't be that overweight. We have obesity as kids now. We know that.
Okay.
Health problems go along with that. Criminal record, and they don't go to school. 359-2255. Feel free. Chime in.
We sure do have some problems.
Let's check your sports headlines. Illinois tonight at 6. Let's see how long we can stay with mighty Michigan State.
Well, and we hung with them before, 87-74. It was after the halftime that we kind of fell apart.
Well, we forced them into 25 turnovers.
Yeah.
So they're going to backdoor slam dunk us a lot because that's what they do.
Ooh.
And they're really, really good. They're number two in the country.
I know.
Let's see how long we can stay in the shadow. Stay within 10 or 15.
Okay. And 6 o'clock tonight for tip-off. We also have number 16, Ohio State, and Rutgers. Indiana is at Nebraska. Last night in Big Ten action, Wisconsin over Minnesota in overtime, 73-63, and Maryland beat Northwestern, 71-64. And we do have a shakeup vaulting Virginia to the number one spot for the first time since 1982 with the AP Top 25 basketball poll. It looks like, as I mentioned, number two is Michigan State. We also have Ohio State that is bumped up, and Michigan also in the top 25. So we've got some really good teams in the Big Ten.
We're going to be actually, I think, as light as it's ever been from teams getting in. This year it's going to be maybe four or five from the Big Ten. Normally we get seven.
Yeah.
So we're going to be a little light. We're going to be light in the tournament. By the way, we are a 16.5-point underdog. They're good, man.
Did you have to look that?
I just was curious. Okay. I was kind of hoping for 9 or 10 to show some respect, but yeah.
Okay. On to hockey. L.A. Kings over the Blackhawks yesterday, 3-1. Blues and San Jose going at it tonight. In the Olympics, USA's men's hockey team beat Slovakia 5-1 to advance into the quarterfinals. And also that's trending is Chicago Cubs spring training. Anthony Rizzo is back, but of course
guy.
He had done some public speaking events in Parkland, Florida, where he went to school. Actually, months ago, he had donated $150,000 to the baseball diamond to get lights.
That's awesome. He's a good man. He'd be way better in red. Had he, you know, of course, been with the Cardinals, he would only have to drive an hour back to Jupiter, Florida.
Okay.
Fly all the way to Mesa.
So we do have the J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase tonight. And thank you to the support from Carl Sports Medicine and Roof Doctors. Also, I3 Broadband. We've got Centennial and Peoria Manual going at it tonight. So you'll hear that at 7:30 here on ESPN 93.5.
All right, if you would like to send some flowers, you can send them via text 359-2255. We're going to select somebody at 8:30. Send flowers to somebody that might need a boost today. Just a congratulations, a way to go, maybe a hang in there, whatever you're thinking. Blossom Basket Forest does that for us once a month, and we're, of course, taking your text on any thoughts about gun control and the NRA and Florida and how this is going to figure in, what we can do that could stop this. And I just don't think there is anything, and that's bad news. Because in America, we like coming up with solutions to fix stuff because we're entrepreneurial and we think out of the box. But it's really hard to predict and stop mental illness, to predict and stop just enfranchised kids that want to shoot each other. And there's a lot of that going on in Chicago. We know that every day. But in schools, there's again, I was really stunned by how many 14, 15, 16-year-old people had the guns. And I know they can't buy them. The latest was 19, and he did buy them. But somehow he got access to them. I think the people that have control of the guns, there's got to be responsibility for them as well. If you're totally responsible for your guns at home, and you should be, nobody should be able to get into your safe. It's got to be that way. You got these handprint things, fingerprint things you can get in these mini safes, And that's an extra security, but you can't let people be able to get their guns. And maybe the kids are getting them on the streets, too. Who knows? Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Currently, some heavy rain coming down. A flood watch is in effect until tomorrow at 6 a.m. High 67 today, 31 our low tonight. Some rain or snow tomorrow with a high 37, low 30. Thursday, there's a 30% chance of precip. High 45, low 38. Rain in the forecast for Friday also with a high 50 expected. We're currently at 61 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Bolden, Provident Financial Group in Champaign. Partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com, 720.
The Fox Business Network. Walmart's business was mixed in its recent quarter. Wall Street was expecting stronger numbers. Though Walmart did make more money than a year ago and its online sales increased 23% from a year ago, Walmart has lowered its forecast for this year. The parent company of Applebee's and IHOP also is reporting mixed numbers. Applebee's sales increased in the recent quarter. IHOP sales declined slightly. It was helped by the new tax law. Dine Equity is also changing its name to Dine Brands Global. Home Depot's quarter was stronger than expected. It is predicting strong business this year. Albertsons is buying the rest of Rite Aid. Walgreens Boots Alliance is purchasing more than 1,900 Rite Aid stores. Grocery store chain Albertsons has a deal to purchase the rest of the company. The markets were closed yesterday for the President's Day holiday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the iHotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers. And just about any cocktail you can imagine. Watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar. Or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink specials daily. Plus, Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the iHotel. Check them out at the corner of First Street and St. Mary's Road just south of the State Farm Center.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, 7:23, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Rainy. Did enjoy the Olympics last night. Saw figure skating. And the brother-sister team got a bronze, which I thought was great. And the Canadian couple could be the best couples figure skating in the history. Of course, I don't know any names. Canada came up and won on their last performance. It's quite inspiring. Good stuff. These guys have been working at this for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I get 5 minutes with them because I don't know anything about it.
Right.
So for 20 years, they get 5 minutes.
I mean, the things they're doing on ice, this one, the girl was up and down over the guy.
Unbelievable.
Between his legs and back. And I'm like, what? How did they do that?
Then one couple fell.
Right.
And it was like... Okay.
And we didn't talk about the class coming undone for the gal on the day before.
That was France, and France, they were the best score last night, but they weren't good enough because of the other couple came up and got close enough anyway to win a gold. I haven't watched a lot of the Olympics, but it's fun to see just how good everybody is at whatever they do. But it's just not real common stuff. You don't see a lot of people doing stuff like that. Okay, 359-2255. You're texting for a couple of things this morning. Blossom Basket Florist, that's a happy thing.
Yes.
Where you can think of somebody that would like flowers for free. We'll send them for you. 359-2255. getting some nice ones in.
Someone is suggesting this great Cardinal fan get this bouquet.
Okay, then.
And, you know, you're on CBJ's side there.
Yeah, yeah. Good job. That's a real strong one there.
My mom's 84.
That's a good one.
At Meadowbrook in Urbana.
All right.
Okay. I'm with you, Stevie J. I think you're absolutely correct that it begins
at home. We're talking guns in Florida and the shooting. And in the first segment, I was talking about a whole bunch of
why is this going on in our society today? Yeah. It's so much more than that. You'll never get liberal left to acknowledge your opinion. They have taken God out of our schools and public government and buildings. They've even tried to take God out of Christmas. You'll never get them to concede that they have been wrong about everything for decades. Do you realize that in our school systems, when kids act up, even hit teachers, there's no major repercussions for that anymore? To me, it seems like there's no real discipline going on anywhere. And when I talk about discipline, when I said that, you know, the Bible suggests that as a parenting tool to make sure our kids know consequences, I'm not talking about beating your kid, and especially in the moment. I'm talking about a conversation with your kid about what just happened, the consequences, and I'm going to have to, you know, come back in 2 minutes and, you know,
something. You've got kids. How are they supposed to know anything? When kids are born, they're not born thinking, ooh, a Hispanic kid. I don't want to play with him. They learn that. All that stuff is learned. From somewhere. Mm-hmm. Experiences, influences, somebody. It's just, it is, I don't know a more important role in life than parenting. I do not.
Here's Amen, Stevie J. It all starts at home. Be the parent, not the best friend.
It's hard. It's difficult. It's the most rewarding. It's the most taxing. It's the most frustrating. It's the best. It is just no better way to live and be absolutely consumed than with your children. Many have said that. It's just, but we're obviously, we don't want to admit that. We do our best. We think we do our best. It's hard to admit, but we got to be the best at parenting. We got to be great at work. You got to be the best at parenting. You got to be there. You got to have a plan. What do you want them to be? Well, they can be, they have the free spirits, go do what they want. Then they'll go do what they want. If you don't have boundaries, if you don't have consequences for bad choices, then that's probably what you're going to get. And it's way easier to go to work than it is to parent. So it's just critical. And you just say, what about my time? You don't get time anymore. That is a priority, I don't think. I think the priority are the kids. You got to keep your marriage together and all those things and do that. I'm not saying that. But when it comes to your life's priorities, mine was make sure my kids have a foundation of faith and make sure my kids are good. Make sure that my wife is happy, that we're safe, we're secure, all of those things. But it's about my kids. And then, you know, I want to watch a baseball game. Great. I want to do me too. I want to do stuff. That's okay. But I want to make sure my kids are good. There's just no better goal for me, and it's my personal deal, and I know that's not certainly shared by everybody, and that's fine. But I think that is so important in your life's legacy is what happened to your kids, how'd they turn out. And sometimes you just do everything, and there's this issues, there's stuff. And, it's you know, there's all kinds of things that come in the way. Somebody did something to your child, and they influenced them, and they had some issues, and you can't control any of that. That's where prayer and faith come in, to have that support of saying, you know what, we're going to hang in there. We're going to hang in there. We don't have enough God in our society. I think it's critical. We were founded a nation of believers. Why must we rip away from that? The further we get from God, the worse the country's going to get. Haven't we seen that? We continue to push secularism, and isn't that gotten worse? Things have gotten worse from the standpoint of morals and fiber and foundation. It's getting worse, and it will get worse. It's just, you're just not cozying up to the right things. And yet most people search for stuff, and they just don't find it. And Christians are just harangued to the nth degree of, hey, you're so self-righteous. You know, we're trying to love people. We're trying to be understanding. We're trying to share our beliefs, our faith.
Well, here's a text that says we're very out of touch. It's so far from the solution of gun violence. It's sickening.
It's just tough. We're in a tough world, folks. We really are. We're in a battle. And, you know, I don't think we're out there and, we're, you know, people aren't God. People are people. And there is a God. 93% of the world believes that. I don't know if they're very active, but they do think there's a higher being. Most people. They just don't know what that means. They just, we're on search constantly. Text in if you'd like, 359-2255, 359-2255. The horrific scenes of Parkland, Florida, and all the funerals that are going on are just heart-wrenching, heartbreaking. What isn't right is to blame and to say, if only we did this, it would stop. That's just not reality. It just isn't. You can't pass a law that will stop this. There's too much hate. There's too much evil. There's too much. You can look it up. All the killings through the generations, it's increased because our population has grown a lot. We have more crazy people. But we've had these things for a long, long time. There was a mass shooting in 1966, 1949, 1927. Bomb. The evil and the sickos will be more creative. I just wish if there was a law, show me. Tell me what I can do to stop this. I'm in. Tell me. 359-2255. We shall return in a moment. Fox Update now, ESPN 93.5, 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. A lot of people trying to channel grief and anger over the Florida school shooting into calls for action.
These children should be here now.
It was a vigil last night in Parkland, Florida.
Students who survived that massacre are taking action. 100 of them are traveling 400 miles today to the state capitol in Tallahassee. They're holding a rally in hopes that it will put pressure on the Republican-controlled legislature to consider gun control laws.
Fox Radio's Tanya J. Powers and researchers tracking them say a lot of Russian bots weighed in on the attack.
Twitter accounts were suspected of having links to Russia. They released hundreds of posts about gun control. Some of them used the hashtag gun control now and gun reform now. An expert says the Russian bots focus on anything that is politically divisive for Americans.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hey, one of our favorite CPAs coming up, Lydia Desnoyers.
Her.
She's from Naples or Tampa, somewhere in Florida. She's coming up. She's real lively. And Lydia will be talking about financial fraud against older Americans. That'll take me to 0 to 60 in a hurry, taking advantage of older Americans. When you come to what can we do, can we ban the AR-15s, AK-47s, those are those big old rifles. Yeah. They're assault rifles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be very honest, I don't know why I need that.
Well, and comments here about 60 dead in Vegas, 50 dead in Orlando, 17 in Florida. Numbers would be smaller without that AR-15.
What about the semi-automatics? The Glocks? The guy that had the gun on the Republican baseball practice had SRS rifle. It had killed everybody, but there were Capitol Police that killed him. He would have killed all 28 of those representatives because he had them cornered in the dugout, and he had a 9mm handgun and an SRS. You're going to ban an SRS? Pretty powerful rifle. Went right through Steve Scalise. I mean, where does it begin and where does it end? That's the question, because if we ban, doesn't mean they can't get it, but if we ban the AR-15 AK-47, I don't know why we need that. I really don't. That's an assault weapon that kills people. Why do we need that hunting? I don't. It's a slippery slope. They're going to take... Yeah, I get that, because I think that's what would happen. When they come in with a handgun and a Glock semi-automatic, then they're going to ban all semi-automatics? And then what if it's just two handguns? Killed 10. Okay, then ban handguns. Well, what if he brings in two big old butcher knives and cleavers, which has happened? Probably shouldn't have those. You can use a knife, smaller knife to cut your tomato, but shouldn't have a big one. I don't know where it begins and ends. That's why I don't think any of this works. You can legislate and have laws, but you have to have people follow them. You keep the good guys from having them, but the crazies and the bad people, they don't follow laws. So what do you do with that? Lock them up. Well, I thought we're getting easier on the prison sentences. That's a kind of a new campaign, giving people another shot to go live out amongst us, which I think you should evaluate all that, because if they're like drug addicts, they're not going to do any good in jail. But that's another day. I'm just talking about these guns, and if there is a law, you can start with the AK-47, AR-15. That's fine. I don't really – I have a hard time understanding why I need that, except for the argument you're going to take them all away – And I understand that because I think that's what would happen. I think you'd start with that and keep going down, and then what? It isn't going to work. Check your weather. ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
This person talking about trucks, that guy that ran into people in New York. So.
We live in a free society. This is not a police state. You can ram people anywhere with a car. You can go online. You'll be tagged by some federal agent, but you can go learn how to build a bomb online.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you're talking about the intent to kill is still there whether you have a gun or not. And so a law isn't going to end it. You're going to get all fired up. We got this passed. It's not going to stop. It's the heart. It's the evil. It's the nature of our culture right now.
We've got a flood watch in effect until tomorrow at 6 a.m. Today's high 67, 31-hour low tonight with heavy rain and breezy conditions. Only up to 37, down to 30 tomorrow with an 80% chance of precipitation, then some clouds. 30% chance of precipitation on Thursday's forecast, high 45, low 38. Currently 61 at ESPN 93.5.
Well, stay in control of your finances with money management at Busey, a new digital tool to help you effectively, efficiently manage your money. It's innovative banking simplified. Busey excited to offer this new budgeting tool through eBank and the Busey mobile app. Money management allows customers to create financial goals. View your spending trends. You know what you're spending out there every day? Bet you don't. I don't think I do. Track and manage debt and more. Access money management in Busey eBank. I got all that. I can do that. Busey.com. And on the Busey mobile app, I got all that. All financial accounts in one system. Transactions automatically categorized. From bills and utilities to food and dining and more. So you just pop it in there when I have a bill from a restaurant? Email alerts help you stay on budgeting track. All right, I want to spend $200 this month on restaurants. When you prioritize spending and manage money, you can achieve short and long-term goals, and it does feel good anytime you achieve a goal. Visit Busey.com. Download the Busey mobile app to stay in control of your finances with money management at Busey. I intend to check that out. Money management at Busey. Go to Busey.com. It's eBank. It's also on your mobile app as well. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, 736 Champaign-Urbana. I am Stevie J. Boy, I like talking to her. She's quite the CPA, founder, owner, Desnoyer CPA, LLC. Lydia, how are you?
You too. How's it going?
It's great. And what town are you in, Miami?
I'm in Miami, Florida,
okay. Yeah, we like talking to you because you're all this lively stuff and you're a CPA, which I'm sorry, sometimes doesn't go together.
You know, I know it's a boring topic, boring stuff, but, you know, I try to make it fun and entertaining, keep people awake.
Well, you're doing that. Coffee brewing, I can smell it. Brokers now have a couple of new weapons to help them battle financial fraud against older Americans. I'm not naive, but I just am slow to anger, but taking advantage of older people, boy, does that get me there quickly.
You know, it's children and older people. The rest of us in the middle, we're okay, you know.
Well, we can hopefully fend for ourselves, but the most vulnerable people, children and older people, and the older people are just, you know, they're built different. They're going to trust a little more.
Exactly. They come from a time, especially for women, where, you know, we have to be polite. You know, we can't be confrontational. And so we don't really address the things. I'm saying we as if I'm up there. I'm almost there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the older folks, you know, you think about it. They spend their lives working, accumulating, you know, funds to put aside for retirement. And they finally get there. And that money is supposed to be used to just maintain living, you know, enjoy their lives. And there are people out there exploiting them. And the sad part is about 90% of these fraud cases happen by people that they know, that they're close to, whether it be a relative or a caregiver, someone that they trust. And so that just, you know, that makes me just a little more upset, you know? And so when you have a scenario where an independent person can help to mitigate that, then great. So as you mentioned, brokers and financial advisors now have the access, you know, using two different tools. One is that they have access to put temporary holds on requests of withdrawal. So if a withdrawal seems abnormal, you know, excessive. Mm-hmm. They have it right now to put a hold on it, and that gives them some time to validate the request and make sure they're compliant, to make sure the client is aware of what they're doing, you know, what's being done, and that's not, they're not being forced to do it.
Yeah, well, we know they're older single people that marry, and there are people in the business of wiping them out, and they are all for it until they realize they've been duped.
Exactly, exactly. And then you think about it, these elderly people, they're ashamed. They're embarrassed
yeah.
at what's happening to them because they have to admit now that, you know, maybe I can't take care of myself. Maybe I'm not as independent as I used to be. And that could be challenging. That in and of itself can be challenging to safety. So a lot of these fraud cases don't even go, they go unreported because of that reason.
Mm.
And then you add the fact that in the scenario where they are reported, then, you know, are they credible witnesses? You know, they're forgetful, they don't remember and stuff like that. So, you know, again, having this third party available to do that, to help them with that and mitigate the fraud is very helpful. And, you know, the second thing that they're able to do, the brokers and financial advisors, is when a client opens their account or, you know, periodically they will ask the client to update what's called a trusted person that they can put on the account where, and that allows the advisor to contact the quote-unquote trusted person in the event that they suspect fraud or if they feel that the client, you know, is not as mentally sharp as they used to be. Just has, you know, a third person to talk to and discuss to make sure that all transactions, all activity is to the benefit of the client. And so those are the two new tools that financial advisors were given. This is after much heat, you know, in the past, financial advisors were actually, you know, accused of not doing enough. And so this is a good tool for financial advisors. That community is very happy about this, that they're able to add that value to their clients.
Final question, Lydia, final question, Desnoyers, Desnoyers. I find your last name confusing because we have Des Plaines, Illinois, and, of course, you have Des Moines, Iowa. Why wouldn't I call you Lydia Des Moines? I call you Lydia Desnoyers.
You know, how about Lydia Destroyer? Because when you put it in words, that's what it autocorrects to, Destroyer.
There you go. How do people find a CPA they can trust and is good?
You know, there's different ways. You can Google, look for, you know, reviews, look for that. IRS website has what they call the T10 registry. So every tax preparer that's registered with the IRS that has a T10, you can find them there in your local area. Or you can just listen to this great radio station and, you know, talk to me. And you know, I'm based here in Miami, but I have clients all over the U.S. So if anybody has any questions, needs help with anything, I am here to help.
I just looked you up. I went to Desnoyers CPA, and there you are.
Des CPA. Yeah.
You come right up. My gosh, you look like you're 20. How'd you get a CPA at 20? Come on, man.
You know, I'm going to go with that. Looks like 21, just like
a
legally drink.
There you go. Lydia, again, it's DesnoyersCPA.com. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being bright and early and lively.
Of course. Thank you for having me. You have a great day.
You too. Lydia Desnoyers is in Miami, and she came up. I guess you type in Desnoyers, and I'm going to give you Desnoyers. But, yeah, she looks very young.
Uh-huh.
A limited liability company, CPAs. There's good CPAs around Champaign-Urbana, but mm-hmm. it's fun to have some liveliness. Sometimes it's not as lively. Sometimes it is. You know, some lively CPAs, but for the most part, there's a stereotype there. Okay, 743, you want to send flowers to somebody? Got some good candidates in?
Right. We're getting all kinds of messages this morning. Here's, you know, when you're talking about the guns.
Okay, but hold on. One quick plug. 359-2255. If you want to send flowers to somebody from Ron Bailey Blossom Basket, at 8:30, we're going to call Ron, and we're going to call you, so you have to be available at 8:30, and then we're going to send some flowers to somebody on your behalf just to say, way to go, thank you, hang in there, whatever emotion you want to send. Okay, we've been talking a lot about what to do, what's my simple button, how can I get this done with school shootings?
In light of the recent tragedy, why is no one speaking of knowing these attacks are happening or have happened, where the schools have security and locked doors? In many schools, they have already put that in place today. People, businesses, schools, all these public venues must prepare to protect against any person planning to do harm and violence, and it goes beyond gun control.
Yeah, but you know,
we're stepping up our security.
How many schools buzz in, and you can buzz in. They just buzz you in. I mean, how? I mean, you buzz it. They may ask who you are, and then if you give somebody a child's name, you're going to get in. It's just a busy deal, man, and it's a long shot. Anything bad happens.
Well, we talked about the uptick in security cameras, but people have to monitor and stay on top of that.
You look at the U of I and their preparation for football, basketball. Those are big events. There's a lot of presence there. You might not see them. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. Particularly football, they've got your back. They are doing everything they can possibly do to protect us at Memorial Stadium. I can vouch for that. State Farm, I think they're all over. I don't think you see them all the time, but usually when you come in, you open your coat up and all these other things. So they're checking. There's no metal detectors or anything. It's hard. It really is hard when we live in a world where we live in America, where we're used to moving around pretty easily, and we all want that. We have a few really, really bad people that are making it more difficult. The shoe bomber made us take our shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
One guy, light in his toe.
What law can you pass that will prevent this type of fatality in the future? You can get rid of public safety of military-grade assault rifles. Nearly every single mass shooting of late has included this AR-15 assault rifle. No civilian needs to own and operate this military-grade weapon.
Whose purpose
and intention is to kill people.
I'm listening to that argument. I really am, because I've wondered the same thing. I don't need a machine gun. I don't need probably the AR-15.
And the machine guns are outlawed. It goes on to say it doesn't matter how good you are at operating, Ron, or if you ever even used one in such way. A simple fact is they're even available for purchase to the public by means of AIM will get into wrong hands eventually. And what we have been seeing is eventually, sooner than later, more often than any of us would ever want. If banning the sale of military-grade assault rifles, even to save one innocent child's life, wouldn't you agree that that is worth it?
It just won't stop it, but sure. You know, and again, I've always questioned the AR-15 AK-47 because I'm not sure either why we need that. But again, a lot of semi-automatics. The next step would be to ban semi-automatics because it shoots faster.
Here's a person suggesting the three-legged approach. You need to have mental health, gun control, and parenting. All three.
You can pass gun control, but how do you do mental health? How do you do parenting? How does a parent know how to parent? The only thing they know is what happened to them. And a lot of times that isn't very good. I mean, there's just so many deep discussions. We have to, again, hit me. You got to come back to God. You got to have a moral foundation that believes in honesty, truthfulness, and hope and faith and all these good. There's a lot of good there. If you can try and live like that, it's caring for others. It's loving one another. It's trying not to judge one another, even though we do it every day. Those are fantastic tenets. It's the only religion in the world, Christianity, that has forgiveness at the top of the list. How wrong is that? I mean, how do people get so mad at Christians? You love, you forgive, then you love, and you try and help others. And so what's wrong with those three again?
Here's banning ARs won't do it. The source of these problems are the people. If not guns, they would use something else.
No, that's what I'm saying. And again, I'm not an ardent gun guy at all. I don't own one.
Here's someone commenting in light of the recent murder in Danville. Businessman, I guess we should ban knives and lighters. They are responsible for his death as much as the gun and the death of the Florida children.
359-2255. We are going to talk to Dr. Likens. It's our Ask the Vet.
Okay.
So there's another reason to use a text line. You got a doggy.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a question. That's next. Quick sports.
All right. Illinois and Michigan State today. Tip off at 6 o'clock last night in Big Ten action. Wisconsin over Minnesota, 73-63 in overtime. And Maryland beat Northwestern, 71-61. Ohio State and Rutgers also tonight, as well as Indiana and Nebraska. LA over the Blackhawks. Blues in San Jose in action tonight.
We check our ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
All right, we've got a flood watch in effect till tomorrow at 6 a.m. Today's high at 67. We could break a record of 71 if we get up there. That was last year's high. 31 our low tonight, and 100% chance of heavy rain and breezy conditions. We've got a 80% chance of snow coming into tomorrow's forecast. Then it tapers down to a 20% chance of snow, with the temperatures tomorrow between 37 and 30. 30% chance of precipitation on Thursday's forecast. Otherwise, some clouds, high 45, low 38. Up to 50 with a 70% chance of showers on Friday. Are those drains clear on the streets? Wow, where is all this water going to go?
Yeah, there's that.
Temperatures currently at 61, ESPN 93.5.
All right, Honda, BMW, Champagne, you got to at least go there, give them a chance to earn your business. I think you'll be very impressed. It's Honda, BMW, Champagne. They're located off of Neal at Burwash. DriveChampagne.com, great website. But they're all about service. They're all about sales. They take care of you because they're hoping that you'll shop with them for many years to come. Honda just received great news. They are the Honda President's Award for 2017 winner. And that means they're top 10 Honda dealership in the United States. Have we gotten that award yet for our radio station?
Right, we should.
I know. Where's that darn mail? Oh, they were off yesterday. Honda BMW, just check them out. And you can shop around all you want, but they've got some really, really nice vehicles that are so dependable in all price ranges, whatever you're looking for. Honda BMW Champagne, drivechampagne.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. Okay, we're going to ask the vet, 359-2255. Have you got any, well, we got three things now, gun control, gun stuff, killings. That's not so happy. Blossom Basket Florist, Ron Bailey. Yes, we're giving out flowers. Just nominate somebody. 359-2255. And anything you have when it comes to your pet, we can answer that as well. Full service here, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
I might be wacky, but I want to play. I'm your best friend. You can get
any dog
away.
Or cat questions. It's Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. He's at Madison
bear.
Kirby, also next to the police station in Mohammed. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Stevie.
How are you?
Well, I've been watching a little dog wrestling going on.
Well, what do you do when it's a monsoon and you got a whole bunch of dogs that are white?
Oh, you say your house smells like wet dog.
Wow.
It's not fun right now.
No, hey, white paws and they got to keep, yeah, that's your mine's hard enough. I've only got the three. I want to ask you about eating and feeding dog. I want to try a bag of whatever food you're carrying. What is it again?
Taste of the Wild. I like the salmon is my favorite by far.
Well, the thing is, what really got me is I'm paying more for my 2.5-star rated food than your 4-star rated food.
4.5-star.
Oh, my goodness. And it's because it's just made with good ingredients, and it's less poop around the yard. It's better for their body, all of that stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm like a research farm with all these dogs I got as far as poop goes.
Yeah.
But we've tried all sorts of foods, and this food by far, I get the most consistently good poops. The dogs stay a good weight. Their hair coats are good. Everything looks real good. So I'm really impressed with this particular food.
Okay, I'm gonna come by. I want to try one. I'll be part of your science experiment.
My price is great on it too,
yeah.
Because we're gonna get into this pretty heavy going forward.
And tell me what your new hours are gonna be. That's coming up, right?
That's coming up. Yeah, we're gonna add in. Of course, I got Saturday hours already, but you know, I see so many of my patients on Sunday, and I'm here anyway. We have scheduled hours for routine stuff even from noon to 2 on Sunday. So we're gonna be Saturday mornings and Sunday afternoons, so I'm going to be 7 days a week.
He loves doggies and cats, my friends. Here's a text. Can any dog be trained as a service dog?
Yes, I would think so. I mean, it's very the key is starting early, I think. Genetics can play a little bit of a role in it in as far as, you know, if the dog is a little more hyper, it can be a little harder to train. I believe any dog can be trained. And personally, my belief is, you know, trainers resort to prong collars and that's just wrong. I mean, I don't want to train through pain. Get your tush out there and work with these dogs, and positive reward systems do work. So I think I can train about any dog with positive reward instead of pain.
Okay, phone call. Ryan, you got a question for Dr. Todd?
I do. I adopted a rescue dog, and he was abused real bad, and he only has three legs because of it.
Mm.
How is my dog so insanely fast?
How's your dog, what?
He is incredibly fast. He can outrun any other dog I've ever seen.
Fast. Okay. Three legs can run faster than any dog. Wow.
Okay. Well, it's just all attitude. Dogs are unlike us. They don't really, know. They don't care they got three legs. He said, I'm going to go. But, we have to be the parent and control the food portions on what's going on here. Some foods would really shock you with their high sugar content. And on this radio station, we know sugar is bad, even for dogs.
Yep.
So watch what you're feeding. That's important, too. And portion control is the other part.
But we're talking, you said fast, like he can move quickly with three legs. Is that what you said, Ryan?
Yes.
He's running so fast that he can, and he only has three legs. Talk about compensation, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's great. I mean, it's a good story. I mean, you got to love, and, he's got to be so happy. He's in the right spot in the world now.
Ryan, God bless you for taking that dog in and probably loves you, man.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
That's awesome. Thanks for the story. Runs fast, three legs. That's great stuff. And the fact that Ryan would have adopted him.
I love rescue dogs. I pick the rescue dogs and go to the humane societies and get the dogs. God bless you, too. I agree.
Yep.
Because it's good stuff for these animals.
You betcha. Okay, I guess somebody wanted to know about, can you train a dog to do seizure, like alerts? That's kind of a special training, isn't it?
Yeah, I would assume so. I've watched a video, I think, on YouTube of a seizure dog before. And how they alert, and then the person goes to bed and laid down, the dog laid across its legs so the person wouldn't get hurt. But, yeah, I'm not sure where you'd find that training, but it's out there. There's got to be a special training for that, yes.
Yeah, I'm in with Bob Barker, too. Spay and neuter your pet.
Yep, absolutely. Well, everyone that's not spayed makes about 20 additional dogs in this world that are not needed. Down the road.
Gotcha. How do people find Dr. Todd Likens? I need to come get Taste of Wild from you. Great price. Also, grooming for $20. Say what?
Grooming is off the wall for February. I mean, I'm going to have to get more help for March because the grooming season's coming. But anyway, we're at 355-PETS, 586-PETS, or we're Madison Kirby or by the police station, Muhammad, and we're open 7 days a week starting in March.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
See ya.
That's Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro.
Someone was talking about the show for rescue dogs yesterday on TV and how cool that was.
Yeah, that's great.
We could train them to do so many cool things.
You could do it. I had Sarah came out from the Urbana Police.
Okay.
She was showing me a video of training. Is it Axel?
Axel.
And that dog is unbelievable. There's eye contact. I mean, unbelievable the way that dog listens to commands. It's a canine.
Yeah.
Sarah Lynx is our law enforcement official of the month for February.
Right.
Anyway, so many dogs, and this one's being trained in German because the commands are super secret kind of thing.
Okay, real quick text. AR is 14 is not an assault rifle. So in definition,
AR-15? AR-15, I think, and KK-47, I think.
It's either shoot semi-automatic or automatic.
But
AR doesn't stand for assault rifle.
Well, AR, I think it's still regarded as a killing machine, is it not? I mean, it's a military-grade kind of a weapon, I thought. Listen, I am really not smart on guns, so I'm trying to read more, trying to understand more.
Right.
My problem with it, and again, if you said, here's Stevie J, here's a bill, it'll stop all this, let's read it together. Let's go. What can I do? I don't think there is one. And I think the left, particularly the far left, that says blood on your hands and how dare you. And now the headline of the News Gazette says Shimkus and Davis lead state in NRA funding.
Mm-hmm.
That's a legal lobbyist.
Right.
You can be against guns. That's fine. Vote against them. But it's not evil, is it? Our country has a Second Amendment to protect ourselves from our government. That was the initial intent. We have a First Amendment that none of us would give up. But then you can say, what about video games and movies in this equation? You can't tell me that isn't bad influence. To some it is. To some it isn't. Probably most it isn't. But to the some that see it differently or get desensitized, and but I'm telling you, go look all this stuff up and see how many, shockingly, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16-year-olds are doing the shooting. 12. There was a 12-year-old. Tough stuff. All right, we're coming back at a lot in the next hour, including our segment with Ron Bailey and giving away those flowers, 359-2255. You can text about the guns, too, as well.
Yeah, and Jake is saying firearms, Beretta 19, pistol Colt 1911, SIG pistol shotguns with bolt action rifles. These are all something the military can use.
Yeah,
as
right.
Well.
So where does it begin? Where does it end? That's the question.
And where's the civilian use?
Yeah. Where, no, yeah. I totally, that's the problem.